This is Pearls and Swine, a podcast of Evangel Community Church. I'm Levi. Next to me is Nathaniel Lynn Marsh. And we have Travis Williams right across from me. And we're going to be talking about the importance of doctrine today. That sounds kind of stodgy, but it's actually super important to our lives and how we operate. As I remember in seminary, there was this moment I got my syllabus for Systematic Theology 1, and it had, you know, words like soteriology, which is the study of salvation, ecclesiology, study of the church, and eschatology, the end times. And I was like, what in the world is this, right? And I remember going to class, and I was taught by this guy. We called him Uncle Joe, a brilliant guy, but I thought he was a complete idiot the first 2 weeks of class. And he began to teach these very important doctrines, but he would tell stories. And he would relate these stories, and you'd be sitting there going, what is this guy's lost? He was an older gentleman. He's lost his mind. Like, why? Just give me the information so I know what to put down on for the test, and let's get on with this thing. But he'd be in these big elaborate stories. About week two, I went, oh, he's teaching us doctrine because doctrine matters for life. And these stories were intertwined with why doctrine is so important in our lives. If you think about whether you are a plumber, a Fortune 500 CEO, a housewife, a stay-at-home mom, a music teacher, a professional athlete, if you can be those things, and those are a part of your identity, but one of the things that is true is you are a full-time thinker. And God has created you to think and to understand and to interpret the world around you. And how do we do that? How do we understand the world around us? We all have doctrines at some level. Whether they're true doctrines or not true doctrines is really the question. That is why there's an importance in this idea of doctrine.
Yeah, I remember being in a class and I think it was kind of like doctrine stuff, but it opened up with a very important quote. I can't remember the name of the guy, but he was one of these classic writers who talked about the character of God. And
God. That's how they say it.
God. And he said, this quote was, and I'm paraphrasing here, he said that what you believe about God is the most important thing about you, because you'll never rise above your belief of God. And then he went on to say, no culture can rise above its thoughts and its understanding of who God is. What we understand about who God is actually does matter, because it's kind of a limiting factor, right? If your God is a conquering God, well, that's what you're going to think about. That's what you're going to focus on, because you want to follow your God in that, right? If your God is righteous and holy, you're going to pursue some of that stuff. If your God is loving and gracious and merciful, you're going to focus on some of those things as well. And so when we look at our God, we need to make sure we understand exactly who he is and what he's up to and his characteristics. And thankfully, we serve a God that's loving and just and
yeah, because every human being has this superstructure of assumptions, and it functions to tell us how to live life and how to make sense of the world in which we live. And so it's vital to understand that thought always precedes and determines activity. And so what you think or what you believe or what you hold to always pushes you toward what you're going to do and what you're going to be doing. And so if you don't understand that, and how do you understand what is true and what is good and what is pure and what is noble? That's right from the Bible. How do you understand those things and dwell on those things and move forward without some type of doctrine?
And my systematic theology professor, Dr. Na, said exactly the same thing. What you believe affects what we do, and that's an extension of our theology. And he was hilarious, because if you asked him a question, he would go, yeah. And the more yes that you got from him as you spoke in class, you know that you were way, way off, because then he'd be like, nope. And he was super gentle and kind about it too. But I think that's super important in this doctrine talk, that where we draw our beliefs from, that impacts how we act, how we behave. Nate, like you were saying, how we look at who God is.
Yeah, the Bible is filled with doctrine, and they're almost like tweets from God on what we're supposed to understand and how to live. So, like, one of the important doctrines is that of sin, that the world is broken, that we are sinners in need of a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus. That comes all the way from Genesis chapter 3, when the world broke apart. And I think we can all the listeners, and us included, can say, yeah, I've lied, I've cheated, I've done something that has been not connected to the truth and to right living. Thus, you are a sinner. And so that's an important thing to understand. And then, so if the world is broken, the Bible actually says that we're bent toward this type of nature. And so if we're bent toward this nature, how do we realign ourselves? How do we re-understand? Well, you have to go back to the creator of the world. And that's another doctrine, that God created the world. And so you can believe that it took a very long time. It took six, you know, trillion years to come to this point, if you want to. That is fine. I think the Bible allows for that. I think the more important concept in there is that that God created. So we get sometimes caught up young earth, old earth, those types of doctrinal debates, but not sure that is really the underlying understanding that we need to have, that God created. Well, if God created, then what? Then he also told us how to live and how to be human. And if we're broken and we have a bent toward going away from what the creator intended us for, then we need to read and understand what the creator has said.
Yeah, and I think that brings up another point, Levi. All doctrine is important. Some doctrine is more important than others. There's a very fine set of doctrines that if you don't believe these, it's going to determine your destiny for eternity. And if you don't understand who Jesus is and what he's done for you by dying and by paying for our sin, by taking on that punishment, that we can be freed from our sin and our sin can be paid for because of what Jesus did. And we just need to accept that. We just need to embrace that. And then we receive this grace and this mercy in our lives, and we are connected with God and given the Holy Spirit. Like, that whole doctrine part is crucial and so important. And there are other doctrine things that aren't quite as important, like, how old is the earth? How did it all come together? The Bible gives us some hints to some of that stuff,
yeah,
but it doesn't
spoken and happen.
Yeah, it doesn't fully like, oh, and you took this molecule and combined it with that and all this stuff. And so there are some things that are just more important and things that really we should be unified around. And that is that gospel that Jesus died for us. He's our Savior. We have grace through him and we can live for him and serve him with this life.
And that's foundational doctrine. That's what our faith is based on. We're talking that God is the source of that foundational doctrine. Through his word, we see that. Like you're saying, First Corinthians talks about that. For Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. On the third day he was raised according to the scriptures. And we have to launch off from that place. Otherwise, one doctrine can get skewed. And like you said, you can be far off from what God intended for us. But there are those gray areas where we can debate and we can discuss theological perspectives on some of those things. But there are the true foundational truths that we have to adhere to. For our salvation is one of them. That's the hugest, probably, jumping off point for Christian faith.
Yeah, every doctrine provides an explanation towards something. And I think that's important for us to understand. And so one of the things that is beautiful about the scripture as we're reading it, it is teaching us doctrine. It's teaching us truths about the world in which we live. It's not just, oh, God is holy and God is good. He is holy. He is good. But it's not just to describe churchy things. It's actually to describe earthly things and how God wants and desires for this thing to work and how it actually works best. And he's throwing us a bone, if you will, through doctrine. He's helping us to understand the world in which we live and how to interpret it. Everybody interprets the world, even little kids. You know, we all have pretty young kids at this point, and they're hilarious. They'll ask questions that are just, you know, like, did God create the telephone pole, Dad? Well, did he create the telephone pole? Well, no, he didn't create the telephone pole because here's the doctrine in this. God created us in his image, and we too are creators.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, right? And so in one sense, yeah, he did create the tree that created the telephone pole, so yada, yada, yada. And he created a planet in which it reproduces trees, and we could get into all of that. But in essence, I think there's another doctrinal truth that you want to emphasize, or I want to emphasize with my kids, is that we are created in the image of God, and that is a doctrine. And one of the things that he has gifted us with is this ability to create. Doesn't mean we're God. It means that we're creators, and we do things, and we create things with our hands. That is the work of this world in which God gave us. Even before the fall, work was a part of it. It's not a four-letter word. Well, it is a four-letter word, but not that type of a four-letter word.
And I think that comes back to what the importance of doctrine is. It sets us up with that worldview. It gives us that idea of what is correct, what is incorrect, what is right, what is wrong. And from there, you launch off again on that foundational component of it, and you can start to have those conversations with your kids. You can start to work through those things in your mind where you're like, okay, because of this foundational truth, this doctrine that I'm holding on to, this is okay for me to do. This is not okay for me to do. This is my perspective on what is right in the world, what we should pursue, what is good, what is noble, and all those types of things.
And life can be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's sometimes where there's competing values going on, right? When you realize if you share the truth, someone's life is going to be destroyed. Like what do you do in that moment? What's the good thing? What's the loving or gracious thing or the righteous thing to do? And doctrine can really help us out as we peruse scripture and look, well, how did God handle some of these situations where someone maybe had to lie to preserve someone's life? Like what did God think about that?
Rahab,
yeah.
She lied and she was called blessed or holy in Hebrews, and she was a liar and a prostitute, but that's
Yeah, and so you know these things are important, and they are going to direct how we live our lives because your value of these things is very crucial. So that brings up a question: like, what do you do when you're wrestling with someone else and you're talking through doctrine, and it's not the major doctrine, it's not the salvific doctrine that's going to determine your eternal destiny, but you hold different positions very strongly. Like, how do you get around that? How do you still interact with people and engage with them and have a relationship?
So the scriptures, I think, and this is via doctrine, that we are to preserve unity. Mm. And Paul says to Peter, hey, don't be yapping about those stupid things. Those don't really actually matter. And so some things actually do matter. If you said Jesus and Satan are half brothers, we're not going to, like, we're going to disagree at a level that is boxing match level because it actually matters. But if you said, I think we should come in and give everyone a holy kiss when we come into church, you're a weirdo. but I, you know, that's a principle, not a method to be dictated, right? The principle is that we would greet each other warmly, you know, and so an American warmth in this culture or in this time is to give a knuckle bump and then spray your hand with a bunch of sanitizer. That would be the akin to the holy kiss. But I'm not going to break fellowship with you over your wanting to kiss everyone. It's a little weird, but I'm not going to break fellowship over that. And if you try to kiss me, I will slap you. So just so you know.
Well, I still feel love, so thank you for that. When we're talking about doctrine and actually teaching doctrine, we have to be very careful because there are lots of warnings throughout scripture for teaching things that aren't sound doctrine, that doesn't agree with what, you know, the Lord himself taught. And one of the ways in which you can see maybe I'm getting to this point where I need to check my doctrine is maybe you're kind of puffed up and conceited about what you're trying to say. Maybe you're like really into trying to break down things to the intricate details of the Greek grammar structure, yet you're not really encouraging and building other people up. It's really about you displaying your gifting, if you will.
Yeah, doctrine is not meant for you to just have a big theological brain. And we've all met those people who are the Bible thumpers, and they'll thump you any chance they can get because they have this kind of elevated ego. Galatians 2 talks about this. There's other places where there's this tension that we think, well, we're the varsity Christians because we know this, and you're the junior varsity because you don't know this. And the theological doctrines that God has given us are never meant just for knowledge. They're always meant for application. They're always meant to know how to live. And so whether it is to be justified by faith, that is actually a doctrine that is, you're justified, this legal, you're acquitted of your sins through the person of Jesus Christ. So you're to live free by the Spirit. And so you read Romans 8, and what does that mean to live by the Spirit? To live in accordance with the guidance of God in your life. So he begins to work for you, then he begins to work in you, and then he begins to work through you. And how do you do that? But that it's all connected to application in our lives.
And that's not just for us now. Paul talked about that with Timothy when he said, you know, I've trained you, I've taught you, you believe this stuff. Now go and live it. It wasn't, hey, go out and use this so you can beat everybody down and put yourself up on a pedestal and look really awesome and gain power and all that stuff. It's how do you apply it to your life? How do you walk through that? How do you live it? It's whatever verse that is about knowledge puffs up. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do that. That's not the point and purpose of doctrine. It's about life change. We have that encounter with Christ. Now what's going to be different? How do we live that way? How do we look at the world that way? How do we teach our kids that way? How do we love our wives that way?
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that we say around here is, number one, the Bible's best interpreted in a group together because we're learning doctrine together. But it's also the thing that changes you. The doctrine, the Word of God, is designed not just to increase information. There is an amount of information. There is an amount of knowledge that you gain in understanding and how you perceive the world. But it's really there to produce radical, organic transformation in your life. I do things different. I live as Christ lives. I live with Christ in me, as Paul talks about. And so it's bigger than just to understand it. And I think that was what Uncle Joe was trying to teach us and did a fantastic job of helping us to understand how we enter into these doctrines, not just to know them, which that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to get a good grade on the test. And Uncle Joe said, no, you need to understand how to live this thing out in your life.
Yeah. And you brought up a great point, Levi. We can get into a lot of trouble if we just try to interpret scriptures on our own. And we kind of approach the text from the perspective and the life background that we've had, because it's easy to look at one verse and be like, well, that's the answer. That's what I needed to know. When there's probably three or four or five other verses that help inform what exactly that means. And so sometimes we can get this like narrowed focus on what scripture is saying to our particular life point, where we need other people to come alongside and say, well, have you considered this? Like, scripture also talks about this. And so it's important that we're together and sharing and talking through this stuff so that we're pointing each other back to scripture and really understanding what's going on and living appropriately as a result.
Yeah. And I've seen some of that stuff play out where you're starting off from the foundational doctrine and then you start to incorporate some of your opinion or your ideologies. There we go. That sounds better. But you start putting these things in, well, I think it should be this way. And scripture is not really supporting that. So you got to go back to that foundation of doctrine. What does the Bible actually say? What is God actually revealing to us about him and how he wants us to live and operate?
Yeah, sometimes though, doctrine, it gets in our way of what we want to do, right? You know, I've been doing pastoral ministry. This is my 25th year. I started when I was 21 years old and
just a young buck.
Yeah, just a young buck. I was a youth guy. So some of you mathematicians, I am 46 years old. But through those years, what I've seen is when people want to go away from the things that they know to do that is right, which the Bible says, if you know to do right, do it. Pretty simple doctrine there. They will start to deny the actual personhood of God in order to do that. I had a gentleman a few years back came in and he wanted to divorce his wife because he thought his heart was telling him that was, you know, he deserved love. And, you know, the Bible says that the heart is deceitful and wicked, and we need that fine tuning of the Word of God. And so I said, you know, well, what do you think God says about this? What do you think that the Word of God says? And he says, well, I don't know if I believe that anymore. So his actions were now being interpreted by a deceitful heart. And one of the other parts of, I think, understanding the scriptures and understanding doctrine that is super important is there's a lot of teaching out there. Google, you can find somebody that agrees with you on Google somewhere out there. The problem with that is we don't know if it's true or not. You could be wrong, and the goofball on Google could be wrong also. Mm-hmm. And so part of what the scriptural doctrine does is it grounds us, and it helps us. It says in Ephesians chapter 4, it helps us to understand how God wants us to see the world. And it says, then we will no longer be infants, babies, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and the craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. And I think that is, there's a lots of things. So some people will teach in order to gain power. Other people, like, if I'm going to do something naughty, or this was my past life, I always want to encourage. I always want to encourage others to come along with me in my scheming, and I think others do too. Like if they want to go away from the Word of God, they want others to kind of back that and mm-hmm. support that and give that mm-hmm. thing. And the Scripture says, "Hey, no, whoa, let's slow down here. Let's understand and interpret the world in which God has created and how we're supposed to live within it." And so it's a super important thing to understand doctrine, to know doctrine. You need to be in a church that knows doctrine and is speaking the truth of the Word of God on a regular basis into your life. I would encourage you to get into a Bible study to interpret Scripture together. I'd encourage you to get into a small group, whatever that may be, that helps you because it develops your worldview and what God has for you, because He is absolutely in love with you. He absolutely cares about you. The Bible says that He sings songs over you because He's so pumped up about you, and He wants you to have the very best as you get to know Him, know His Son, and become a child of God.
Yeah, if you don't have a place where you're worshiping, come check us out. We would love to meet you and get to know you and really just share who our God is with you and worship Him and lift up Jesus real high. And that's what we love to do. So come out, join us on Sundays. If you have any topics and things that you'd like for us to discuss, let us know. Email Travis. Travis@evangelup.org. This has been a good time. So thanks for listening.
Yeah, and if you want to catch any of other podcasts, go to our website at evangelup.org. There are a bunch of other topics on there that will help you, hopefully, in your walk with Jesus. Till next time, folks, we'll see you.